second floor part above Mishnah Chet Mitar Nesamikbuk. How you mean atachton? Va'arachok minakor. You could be mitaher mikvot if you have two mikvot. One has mayim shuvim, and one has rainwater. You could be mitaher the mikvah that has mayim shuvim. You can make it kosher, even though normally mayim shuvim is puffer for a mikvah. If you connect the mayim shuvim to a kosher mikvah that has rainwater, you would be mitaher and machshir the mikvah that has the drawn water. If you have two mikvot, an elyon and a tachton, an upper one and a lower one, and both mikvot are in the slope of a mountain, one is higher than the other. Even if the upper one is the one with mayim shuvim, you could be machshir and be mitaher by connecting it to the lower mikvah that has rainwater. And so too, if you have two mikvahs, a rachok and a karov, two mikvahs that are far apart, and one has drawn water, one has mayim shuvim, one has rainwater, you could be machshir the mikvah that has the mayim shuvim by connecting it to the mikvah that has rainwater, even though the mikvah with the rainwater is quite a distance from the mikvah with the mayim shuvim. You don't have to be concerned that somebody came along and broke the connection, even though they're very far apart from each other. We are not concerned that somebody broke the connection, and if you connect the two, the one with mayim shuvim would become kosher. Kepa, what do you do to connect two mikvot, one of them with mayim shuvim and one of them with rainwater? Maybe silon shel cheres o shel eber. You bring a pipe made out of earthenware or of lead. The Mefarshim explain that it's not only these materials that are kosher for the pipe. Any type of material is kosher for the pipe. The reason why the Mishnah said that you should bring a pipe from these materials is to tell you a chiddush, to tell you that even these materials that are makabel tuma, they are still kosher to be used for the connection. You can place your hands underneath the pipe. So even though the pipe is being supported by your hands, and you're somebody that's makabel tuma, so the pipe is makabel tuma and it's being supported by you, and a person is also makabel tuma, even so, the pipe can be used to connect the two mikvot. Achahu mitmali mayim umoscho umashiko afilu kisara dayo. You put one end of the pipe into one mikvah until it's filled up with water. Then you put the other end of the pipe into the other mikvah. As long as the two mikvahs are connected by the water rushing through the pipe, even if that connection is only kisara, a hair breadth, that would be enough to connect the two mikvahs. Even if the water that rushes through the pipe from one mikvah to the other mikvah is only the amount of a hair breadth, that's enough to connect the two mikvahs, and it would cause a mikvah that has mayim shuvim to be kosher since it is now connected to a mikvah that has rainwater. You have two mikvahs on the slope of the mountain, an upper one and a lower one. And the upper mikvah has 40 saw of rainwater, while the lower mikvah is completely empty. Mimale bekate benoisen le'elyon. You can take mayim shuvim, drawn water, and fill up the upper mikvah by filling in lots and lots of mayim shuvim into the upper mikvah. And the mayim shuvim that you pour into the upper mikvah would not pass the mikvah since it already has 40 saw. And that is the halacha, that once the mikvah has 40 saw of rainwater, you can pour in as much mayim shuvim as you want. So therefore, you can go ahead and fill up lots and lots of barrels of mayim shuvim and pour it into the upper mikvah until it overflows and spills into the bottom mikvah, and that way the bottom mikvah will also be kosher. As once the upper mikvah has 40 saw, all of the mayim shuvim that you pour into the upper mikvah become kosher water, as the mayim shuvim becomes tahar as it spills into the upper mikvah. So therefore, when the upper mikvah spills over its sides and spills into the lower mikvah gets filled with kosher water. Even though most of the water might be mayim shuvim, it doesn't make a difference. Since the mikvah started off with 40 saw of rainwater, all of the mayim shuvim that's poured into the upper mikvah become kosher water. And when the upper mikvah overspills into the lower mikvah also gets filled with kosher water. And both mikvahs are now kosher to immerse anything. That is tummy. Second mikvah is above Mishnah test. Kaisel Shabain Shtei Mikvahs. A wall that divides two mikvahs. There's a mikvah on both sides of the wall, and both of those mikvahs have less than 40 saw. Neither mikvah has enough rainwater. Shenistak L'shefi Mitzdar. If there's a crack in the wall, from top to bottom, the water that seeps through the crack and connects the mikvahs would combine the two mikvahs, and now both mikvahs are kosher, since between them you have 40 saw. As each mikvah separately does not have 40 saw, but between the two, there is 40 saw. And since the wall that divides the two mikvahs is cracked from top to bottom, no matter what size the crack is, since the water seeps through the crack, that connects the two mikvahs. Ula arev emitzdarev achiyehei b'makum echad kishful ferasando. But if the crap, instead of being from top to bottom, is from one side to the other side, in such a case, that would not connect the mikvos unless there is an opening in one place the size of a shloferasando, the size where you can insert two fingers and move them around easily. Only an opening that side would connect the mikvos if the crack is from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall. The reason being, the Mephorshim explained, is when the crack is from top to bottom, even though we don't have an opening of a Shloferes Hanot, the two mikvos are considered connected, since that crack connects the two mikvos. As opposed to when the crack is from one side to the other side, since the crack is in the middle of the wall, the top part of the wall weighs down on that crack and closes it off, seals off the crack, so it would not be a connection unless you have a different connection, unless you have an opening. The side of the Shpotaris Hanod, in such a case, that opening would connect the two mikvos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chilo Pazvar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the opposite is true. That if the crack is from top to bottom, that does not connect the two mikvos, but if it's from side to side, it does connect the two mikvos. And the Mephorshim explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the crack is from side to side, we look at the top part of the wall, which is above the crack, as if it was removed. And therefore, that is a connection and connects the two mikvos, and both mikvos would be kosher in such a case, as opposed to when the crack is from the top part of the wall to the bottom part of the wall, so we don't look at one part of the wall as being removed. So therefore, there is no connection between the two mikvos, and both mikvos would be possible in such a case. Nifritu zeh b'toch zeh. If the water overlaps the wall, the water from one mikvah overlaps the wall and is connected to the other mikvah. In such a case that the water overlaps the wall, then it would be connection between the two mikvos, and both mikvos would be kosher if the amount of the connection is the height of a garlic peel. Meaning, even if there's a very slight amount of water that overlaps the wall, only the height of a garlic peel, that would be enough if you have the width of a shloferes hanot. If the width of the water that overlaps the wall is the width of a shloferes hanot, which is two finger breadth, and the height of the water that overlaps the wall is the height of a klipat hashom, a garlic peel, a very small amount, that would be enough to connect the two mikvos. And when the water overlaps the wall, that is enough water to connect the two mikvos and make both of them kosher.